Okay.
We're glad to reconvene the Story County Board of County Commissioners here. Moving along now to item number 13, discussion and possible action. This is misworded, especially use permit. This is also a variance 2016-021 by Jason and Pauline Yasmer. The applicant requests a variance for a reduced setback by 10 feet from the required 30 feet front setback to 20 feet for the placement of a proposed garage on the property located at 21440 Delta Drive, Virginia City Highlands, Story County, Nevada, APN 003-1014-29. Mr. Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to make for the record that Mr. Yasmer is here in the audience. And with his agreement, we ask that this item be continued to the next County Commission meeting. At this time, we don't have a date specific on that one.
Okay.
You said the next County
Commission. A County Commission meeting that is not date specific.
Okay.
All right.
A County. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so. Go ahead and get a motion not to take any action on this item.
I'll move to not take any action on this item.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, been moved to second not to take any action. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. We'll go ahead and move it to a future date whenever the applicant would like to make it. All right, at this time we're going to go ahead and take on to item number 14 and recess as the Board of County Commissioners and convene as the Story County Liquor License Board. Sheriff Antonoro will join us. Moving along now to item number 15, this is discussion of possible action. Approval of the second reading for a liquor license for the Virginia City 601 Vigilance Committee, Fred Dutton, at 120 South B Street, Virginia City, Nevada.
Okay. Just for the record, at the sheriff's request, actually at our agreement and the sheriff's report, I believe I forwarded to you, hopefully sometime over the weekend, a copy of his investigative findings that indicates there are no disqualifiers that were discovered during the course of the investigation, and as such, he is recommending approval.
Very good. Well, I received that copy also. Thank you. I appreciate that. And is there any public comment regarding the second reading of the liquor license for the 601? Hearing none, unless there's any concerns or questions by the board, I'll ask a motion for approval.
I'll make the motion. I'll move to approve the second reading of the Virginia City 601 Vigilance Committee, Fred Dutton at 120 South B Street, Virginia City, Nevada, for a liquor license.
I'll second that motion.
We move to second to approve the second reading for this liquor license, the 601s. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Item 16, we'll adjourn now as the Story County Liquor License Board and reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Moving along now to item number 17, this is discussion and possible action. Approval of business license second readings.
Okay, this one's going to be interesting. We have three requests to continue, and they are all over the board here with this many on here. So I'm going to ask first for a motion based on community development's recommendations for a continuation on item C, Chewy Inc., item V, SSUSA West, and item TT, Aqua Metals Reno Inc. All three to be continued. Item C, V, and TT.
Okay. With that said, the commissioners look for a motion to continue items C, V, and double T.
I shall move.
I'll second that motion.
Moved and second to continue those items. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Okay, and hopefully our district attorney allows me to try to find the simple way to go through this. Community development recommends approval of items A through TT inclusive with the exceptions of item C, item V, and item TT. So that would include approval for Silver Environmental Monitoring, NH Research, Inc., ESMO USA Corp. FlexLink Systems GmbLT, Buds and Blooms FlexLink Systems SP7000, TUV SUD America Inc., DN Tanks Inc., Nevada Premier Valet Inc., KOUICKE, and Sofa Industries, KPFF Inc., Apex Controls, Safety Compliance Advisors, Sierra Tree Care LLC, Brundage Bone Concrete Pumping Inc., Corona Stud and Deck LLC, Hansen Systems LLC, Data Air Processing Corporation, Pacific Consolidated Inc., Nevada Mobile Tire LLC, Oberberger Dayton und so, SYS System, SYSTEMTECHNIK, GMBH, and I understand my community development didn't show up today, Old Electric, ESMO AG, NIMS Associates Inc., Engelkirk Structural Engineers, Summit Contractors Inc., Fayen Zylstra, Elmco Sales, C&M Garage Door Services LLC, Kaiowi Dinky Company Limited, Metron Technology Research Company Limited, Masthead International Inc., Owens Design Inc., Cone Cranes Inc., Midtown Electric, Avaya Inc., Robinson Engineering Company Inc., Harrison Acquisition Quality Mechanical, Pronghorn Transload LLC, Panasonic Information Systems, Casanelli Landscaping and Construction, and Harris Acquisition LLC DBA Superior Air Handling, all to be approved. So again, they would be actually items A through SS, but excluding item C, item C and item V.
All right. We just look for motions to approve all licenses mentioned by the county manager.
I so move.
I'll second that motion.
You asked me to read that one more time.
It's been moved and seconded to approve.
Isn't there supposed to be some public comment there?
All the licenses mentioned by the county manager. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We need public comment.
Yep. Public comment?
Yes.
Did you ask for that?
Can I ask in the beginning?
No.
When we first...
I can't remember. I was so busy listening to you.
Any public comment regarding any of these licenses for approval?
I promise I will not only study my Japanese, but apparently also my Polish.
Okay, I'll call the vote once again. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along to item number 18, this is correspondence. Story County Fire Protection District monthly report for August 2016.
This is just the monthly report, the dashboard, if you will, that the fire district provides.
The chart, the graph, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a busy season for them. One thing that was not reported today is we do have an apparatus down at the Owens Valley Fire, which is probably where all the smoke was if you were down, particularly in the valley floors. Yesterday, Carson City was pretty much smog city yesterday. But Owens is, we do have a structure engine down there, and we may or may not have one further south out in the Vandenberg Air Force Base. I'm not sure if we've responded to anything there yet. But this is his report for the month of August.
Alrighty. Moving along now to item number 19, public comment. Ms. Bard.
Nicole Bard, Story County resident. Last week, most, if not all, of us in Story County, I think, got an anonymous letter. And it referred to a couple of various documents, and it directed people to a website to view these documents. That's fine. A lot of them, I mean, several of them were public documents from before. But there was one in there that I didn't realize was public record, and I'm just curious. It was the investigation into the sexual harassment claim and then recommendations or findings of that investigation from Melanie Keener against the sheriff. And my question is that a public document? Where can I get a full copy? Because that was redacted and also started on page 35.
I have Keith's report if you'd like me to read that for me.
Yes.
Okay. So is it
no.
public record?
No. If you hold on for just a minute, I will give you some specific language that we're working with the media in there.
Good.
In their requests. Yes.
Policy 105 and policy 204.
So it just begs the question, how did it get out?
Well, it did not get out from Story County. Story County followed its normal procedural and policy processes. So there's no way for us to answer that question.
And that's all we're going to say.
And I apologize here. Okay. It's, okay, yeah,
So look to policy 105, 204.
Where are those policies? Again?
Yeah, and we've got...
Story County policies.
Where are they?
I think they're in Austin's office?
Yeah, I'm just going to read you a few excerpts from something that I've been authorized to, you know, to say by legal counsel. You know, we took the allegations of sexual harassment, we turned them over to an outside law firm for legal advice in anticipation of litigation. The law firm in turn...
No, that's not true.
That is true.
No, it's not.
Okay.
We've turned into the real position.
You have the wrong...
No, this is in regards to the proposal.
No.
Your policy number is your other one.
No. This, you have the wrong one. Yeah, you do, because this is not... No. Okay, this is what we're going to stay on, though. He has the wrong one.
No, I don't.
It's an internal document.
I'm not going to accept that.
Yeah, you do.
No.
Okay. Yeah, we'll argue. Okay, so basically what you're looking at from what you're saying as far as the document itself is that it's confidential under Story County Policy 203 and 105. That should be found in Austin's office, and we don't have a copy of that up here today.
Okay, so is it of any concern to Story County that a confidential document that they hold has leaked and has made its way on the outside?
That's it. It's a confidential document, so therefore there will be no more commenting on this subject.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you.
Any other public comments? Who's this on? Item number 20? Adjournment. We're done.
No, I'm not so done.